Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Our politics, going to talk a little bit with Mayor David Rubin from Israel about what Israel is doing to address the problem with COVID-19. Israel seems to be doing it much more effectively than we are in this country. Mayor Rubin, number one, thank you very much for taking your time and coming out and chatting with us. What is the difference, in your opinion, sir, between what we are doing in America and what you folks are doing in Israel?
Well, first of all, let's take a look at what has been happening in New York City. Okay, I think it's helpful to make that comparison first, because New York City has a population of about 9 million people. The entire state of Israel has a population of about 10 million people. Okay, so you got that, about the same population. In fact, Israel has a slight amount more, about 1 million more. And in New York City, there have been approximately 22,000 deaths from the coronavirus. Israel has had slightly more than 300 deaths. So clearly, the difference is sharp. And there is something that Israel is doing right here, and obviously some things are being done wrong in New York City, and I imagine we could extend that to certain parts of the United States as well. So if we look at that, and we look at what has actually been done or not done, we find certain things. First of all, we both had lockdowns. But in Israel, the lockdown was very effective, because in Israel, people are used to being in a state of emergency. Our country has had many states of emergency from various wars, various terrorist outbreaks. We know what a state of emergency is. We know what discipline is. A majority of Israelis are or have been soldiers, and we know what discipline is. We know how to follow the rules and not to have protests about it. You know, we just do what needs to be done. The only time that there are protests here is when the rules are unfair. And, you know, we could speak about that afterwards, because I know it applies to the United States to some extent. The way that the rules have been applied or not applied. So another thing we did is, when the outbreak was really bad, now you have to remember, Israel is a country that thrives on tourism. Tourism is one of our main industries. And what happened was that when there was the outbreak, when the outbreak was really bad, when the numbers were at their worst, Israel opened up coronavirus hotels. And when I say coronavirus hotels, what am I talking about? That sounds a bit strange. The hotel industry was closed down because there was no tourism. Israel immediately, the first thing that was done was to close all the borders and to stop all the flights coming in. So, other than the returning Israelis, and that was done on special flights that were closely monitored. But these hotels that had no people coming to them anymore, because there's no tourism and no incoming tourism, certainly. So they were opened up as coronavirus hotels. They were totally remodeled, and medical staff were brought in, and they were designed to treat all of the light and moderate coronavirus patients. Now, that freed up space in the hospitals. So the hospitals were able to do their job with the more serious patients so they wouldn't be overloaded. And it was found to be extremely effective, extremely effective. A second thing is just the creativity of the Israeli population and the fact that there was a lot of innovation. And then the pragmatism of a people that has been through so many struggles, and the response to our struggles and our suffering is that we become creative and we try to survive through whatever way we can. So the treatment for the coronavirus has been very pragmatic in the hospitals. The doctors will use whatever medication works as long as it has been okayed. And so those are all methods that have been used to get us through the crisis. Now, we are now opened up again. The whole country is opened up except for people coming into the country. At this point, only returning Israelis are allowed in, and only through special flights that are closely monitored, as I said. But the economy has opened up. Everything else in the economy has opened up. And we're watching it very closely. There has been a spike in the infection rate and in the death rate as well, although death rate only to a small extent. So, as I said, we've been very successful.
Well, and I applaud you definitely for doing that. Jimmy, you're following the situation very closely here in the United States. I'd like you to discuss the issue of what Governor Inslee is doing in the state of Washington. Get David's opinion on that one.
Yeah, sure. So, you know, I think one very different situation where it sounds like that Israel has done a very good job at isolating and allowing and protecting people. In New York had a major failure by returning people into retirement homes, the most vulnerable people, and which created a significant problem with deaths. Here in Washington State, we've had most of our deaths have been the same in retirement homes or elderly care facilities. And we do have a problem right now in the county of Yakima, where we've got an increased number of cases and a challenge with the emergency rooms in a very small hospital in Yakima County. So the governor, Inslee, has just made a proclamation that he will have criminal penalties for people that do not wear masks throughout the state. And on Friday, that goes into effect. But we've had relatively, flat curve for quite a while. Our fatality rate has been down for quite a while. We originally had some shootings and stabbings reported as coronavirus deaths just because they had, had been infected or at least had, some serological remnants of the virus. But what we've seen here is a pretty extreme, effort to stop something that I believe is very challenging to stop. So
basically two different ways of approaching the problem. The difference between what's happening in America and what's happening in Israel, I think, is very obvious. The Israelis work together as a team, and unfortunately America is not, because of the progressives, in my opinion, working together as a team at all. David and Jimmy, we've got to take a commercial break here in about 30 seconds. So rather than go way off on this, let me introduce what we're going to be talking about in the second segment. Number one, I want to certainly describe David's book, Trump and the Jews. In the second segment, I would like David to do that. And then I would like David to elaborate in the next segment exactly on the difference between what Israel is doing and what's happening in the United States. You don't have Israeli citizens literally shooting each other as we do in the Seattle, Washington area, with American citizens literally shooting each other. Israel has its act together. We're going to be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Mayor David Rubin, and we'll also have Jim McKinney on the line with us right now. David, if you could comment, if you would, on what I discussed towards the end of the last segment regarding the difference between Israelis and progressive Americans.
Well, certainly. Well, the problem is this. In Israel, we have left and right, and we even have fairly extreme left, and we have people who are quite far to the right. And then, of course, we have the so-called Palestinians, which are the Arab residents of the land of Israel. And many of them are totally against the country. They long only for the destruction of Israel, and they work towards the destruction of Israel. But as far as the Jewish population goes, which is about 80% of the country, or at least maybe even a bit more, that part of the population unites, and some of the Arab population unites with us when there is a crisis. In the United States, what I have seen from studying this coronavirus very carefully, and of course the subsequent madness in the streets, the rioting in major American cities, and the looting and the total lawlessness. What I have seen, and what I find very disturbing, is that there is a large part of the American population, or at least a significant part of the Democratic Party, the far left, that is simply made up of anarchists. People who want to destroy, people who want to bring down American statues of, you know, the icons of the American Republic, of the George Washington, Thomas Jefferson. Now, we in Israel have our differences about some of the historic figures. There are some people who do not like the first prime minister of Israel, David Ben-Gurion, and there are some people who would criticize the biblical heroes of Israel, King David, who certainly made mistakes, and Moses, who certainly made mistakes. He wasn't even allowed to go into the land of Israel because of a couple of his mistakes, which are relatively small mistakes for most people, but for him they were quite large. But I think it's important to point this out because a country that doesn't bind together in a time of emergency because part of the country wants to totally change the country and bring the country down and destroy its basic principles, I think that there you got a big problem. And fortunately in Israel we don't have that problem, with the exception of the Arab population that identifies as Palestinians. But in the United States there is a definite problem. I hope that Americans will be able to reclaim their heritage, to recognize that leaders and heroes of a country are just like anybody, flawed individuals. They're not perfect, and they function in the time that they live in the context of the time that they live in. That's something that I think a big part of the American population is missing. Obviously, the extreme leftists just want to destroy the country, but those who are slightly to the right of them seem very confused. That disturbs me.
You know, David, I was... your points are very interesting because you do have this group that is very, very bent on the destruction of the state within your own borders. But you have a political parties, left and right, that actually believe in the state of Israel. What we have growing, which is very interesting to me, you've got these Democrat leaders in the United States, which are actually using these anarchists as somewhat shock troops, and they're ignoring the rule of law for them. But they're enforcing and restricting the actions of the opposition on the more conservative or even the middle of America. And it's very unusual. In my lifetime, I've never seen anything like this in our nation. And even in the 60s when there were riots, that was a very small percentage of very vocal people. But now you're right. There's a wide swath of people that are actually looking the other way, and unfortunately, our entire Democrat political leadership is looking the other way at anarchy, but then enforcing draconian rules in order to protect against COVID. It's very bizarre situation, and disturbing.
Right.
It's destabilizing.
Which brings us back to the original question, which was about how we have been able to unite in a time of emergency, because there has been consistency in the application of the rules. And And if you're going to stop people from gathering on the beaches, and then you have to stop people from gathering in crowded synagogues, and vice versa. You know, that there has to be consistency. And if you're stopping children from playing in playgrounds, yet you're allowing people to riot and loot in the streets because it happens to fit the goals of your particular political party and perhaps will get you more votes in November, well, that's very disturbing, and it's just not going to bring a country together. So that's how you have division in the country. The division hasn't been coming from President Trump. The division has been coming from those on the left who are trying to create division.
The political activists, the media, which actually supports this narrative and actually encourages the narrative, major mainstream media outlets in the United States, this narrative that somehow Trump is an authoritarian and a racist and bigot, that is just permeating these activists, and they feel actually almost a religious fervor. It is a religious fervor to somehow to stop it, and it's a completely false narrative.
Well, I got to tell you,
but I don't think that it's that it's accurate in any way. And even if they believe in it strongly, even if they think they believe in it strongly, but one of my points in writing my book, Trump and the Jews, was that I wanted people to look at the facts. Enough of the name-calling, and I know President Trump has been a pretty good name-caller himself over time, but really, enough of the name-calling. I think people need to look and read and find out what the facts are. One thing that I delve into in my book, Trump and the Jews, is the left-right division in America and the polarization.
It's a huge polarization. David, we're out of time. I'm going to put a live link up on our site yet again for your book. Ladies and gentlemen, check it out. David Rubin is brilliant. He's got some phenomenal ideas. We're going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns. President Trump signed two executive orders of note Friday. One order directs federal law enforcement to prosecute people who damage federal monuments or statues and threaten to withhold money from local governments that fail to protect their own statues from vandals. In the order, he wrote, anarchists and left-wing extremists have sought to advance a fringe ideology that paints the country as fundamentally unjust. In an unrelated order, the president directed who the federal government prioritizes in hiring. The goal is to prioritize a job applicant's skills over educational credentials. Administration officials say the shift will allow the government to hire a more inclusive workforce. The president's daughter and senior advisor Ivanka Trump added it will ensure that the government is able to hire based on talent. Also on Friday, a bad day on Wall Street, the Dow off 730 points. This is USA Radio News. Mississippi health officials are urging people to wear facial masks and to social distance after the state hit a one-day record total for new coronavirus cases. Jackson, Mississippi Mayor Chukwue Antar-Lumumba told ABC News they're watching things.
The first effort is one of communication and admonishment, a gentle admonishment of our residents to take the precautions that we are advising them to take. And I think that as we have seen some of the news cycle change, not only locally but nationally, people have grown less concerned about that over time.
Mississippi Health Officer Thomas Dobbs said if his state is not careful, quote, we'll look like New York. Meanwhile, Texas Governor Greg Abbott told television station KVIA he shouldn't have rushed to reopen bars. There are now more than 5,000 people in the hospital in the Lone Star State because of coronavirus. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Dr. Frieda has a special guest, a Reverend Newton from the East Coast. Dr. Frieda, I'd like you to bring in this segment and chat with the Reverend. Thank you.
Yes. Hello, everyone. And today is a very special day. We're beginning with a voice of passion, a Reverend Newton, who will talk to us about his experiences, about anti-racism. I'd like to discuss that with schools and the racial disappointments that have been going on in policing, housing, education, and other domains of life. Because our voices have been silenced, we become statistics, and we can't let this go. We need to talk about this pain and frustration right now with these brutalities going on with the police officers, as well as loss of power within certain communities. We can't let this just leave us. We have to take this now by a force and really take some strength and move forward with this new wave of anti-discrimination and also going towards freedom for us and equality for the whole world around us. So, Reverend Newton, I'd like to start asking you something about yourself personally. Have you experienced any kind of racism yourself?
As an African American, of course I've experienced racism. Anybody that is an African American who says they have never experienced racism is not telling the truth. Number one, I grew up in America. America was founded on inequality. Number one, this country was ripped off from the Indians. Let's start with that. Then to make economic growth, the European came and figured they could not clear the land, so they stole people of color from Africa And the lie has always been told that Africans sold Africa to each other, which is not true. If you check out writing from Chester Williams and, of course, Ken Weezy, if you would read honestly, Dr. Shohakam, then...
This is extremely important, what you're discussing. But what I'd also like to know is, instead of talking about our history, we need to be able to hear what people are personally experiencing, because otherwise, as I said before, being a statistic is what everyone sees communities, the African-American communities as being as, and then we keep moving forward. So what I'd like to know personally from you, and I appreciate the history, but because of your wisdom, I would like to know what changes you feel we need to make right now and how we can heal. Because just like any kind of therapy, we can go back to the core of the problem, but we really need to move on in our lives. And
right now, First of all, you must immediately defund the police department, demilitarize the police department immediately. Every police department in this country, every school system, every politician, every pastor, every rabbi, every imam must learn to take a class called... They must take a class called Learning How to Not Be a Racist. That's one thing they must learn how to do. It's called demilitarizing and learning how not to be a racist. And the best way to learn how not to be a racist is by white folk learning from other white folk how not to be racist, because African Americans can no longer teach white people how not to be a racist. We've done that already, and I think white folk already know that they're racist, and if they don't know, that they're more sicker than I already believe that they are. The radical teaching in this country needs to begin with black people. White folk need to be quiet and listen to what we need and for ourselves. White folk can no longer tell black folk what they need. That has happened too long and too far. We can no longer do it anymore.
Let me ask you a question, Reverend. In your church, I'm assuming that this is the message that you are spreading. Is that correct?
I tell my members every Sunday that Jesus Christ is a man of liberation. Jesus Christ is a savior of radical love, and Jesus Christ loves people who love God. But I also know that for myself, that Jesus has never been, nor can he be, a person of white presentation.
Felt, I'm a Christian, and I attend a couple of Bible studies a week. I have always felt, wouldn't life be a much simpler place if we all practiced what Jesus called the proclamation of the kingdom, which is love your God, love yourself, and love and help your neighbor. Comments, Reverend, on that one?
I understand that, love thy neighbor, but when my neighbor does not love me, how do I handle that? One of the things that Jesus taught that we must undo was already there, and that's why I said up earlier that America must learn to teach undoing racism. America, they must immediately teach, that class must be taught to every teacher, every superintendent, every police officer, and every politician, and every president. I don't understand how school systems can, who have African-American, who have brown children, red children, and yellow children, not teach that course. That course is a course that every student, every teacher must learn. And once again, I'll say it again, that undoing racism must be the number one course, the number one class taught in this country. And white folk must teach white folk how that class.
I think you're absolutely right. To have programs like this and communities all over and in school programs that are mandatory is really something that's going to bring us all of an understanding of coming together, as well as the community having family structure, having relationships with police officers. So seeing a black man is not something that's going to be scary or negative. We need to start from the bottom, from the core. And your words of wisdom are really hopefully something that if everyone would listen to it, we can start ourselves and everyone else thinking differently from today on forward. No more anti-racism. Thank you so much for coming on our program. It's been a real pleasure.
Reverend, I have one last thing I'd like to say. We have about 2 minutes left here, Reverend. I appreciate your candor. I appreciate your candor, and I appreciate your concern. Let me ask you this, and sir, we only have about 1 minute left here, so please keep that in mind. Do you think that this problem that we're discussing is solvable in America?
Racism?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely can be solved, but it's not going to be solved with white folk. White folk started it, and they must be, you know what, let me just take that back. White folk started it, they're going to have to end it.
Well, that's a very good point. Could I ask you one last question? We still have just we've got about 40, 50 seconds left here. Whereabouts is your church located, Reverend?
Rockland County.
And that is in New Jersey, is it?
Rockland County, New York.
In New York. Okay. Well, I think we have a very different situation simply because of the. And I'm not diminishing at all anything you're saying, sir. I respect you. We have an interesting situation in that I live in a part of the country that is very, very sparsely populated. But I appreciate your candor, Reverend. You are doing a great job, and I think with people like yourself, we can very definitely work together, which I really believe is the key to the solution of this very important problem. We need to eliminate violence. We need to attempt to make people realize that you must love your neighbor, your God, and yourself. Reverend Newton, thank you so much.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Politics. I have Dr. Jerome Corsi on the line with me right now. Dr. Corsi is a best-selling author of actually 25 books since 2004, six of which rose to the status of a New York Times bestseller. Dr. Corsi's website is CorsiNation.com. Dr. Corsi, we have a real interesting situation that stems right from the pages of your new electronic book, which I ordered last week, how the Democrats are planning to win the election with Trump. Can you tell us what you feel is the exact situation right now?
Well, we're in the middle of a very carefully orchestrated leftist, really Maoist cultural revolution that's aimed first at making sure that Donald Trump is removed from the presidency, and second on destroying America, ending the Constitution, putting us into a totalitarian state. And it's carefully orchestrated, and all the events you're seeing are tied together. You know, the Russian collusion investigation, and when that didn't prove anything, it immediately shifts to Ukraine. And then we have an impeachment trial in the Senate, and when a disease comes out, we're all forced into a lockout, so the economy's destroyed. And now you've got protesters in the street who are, again, Black Lives Matter, which is a Maoist group, and Antifa, which is a descendant of the original Antifa group who were communists fighting the Nazi brown shirts in the Weimar Republic in Germany in the 1920s. So you have a orchestrated hard left, a brilliant reapplication of strategies that have been used many times before to take down governments and to destroy freedom. And what you're seeing in the riots and the protests in the streets with Black Lives Matter is a replay of what was done by the left, by Soros, by the globalists, by the State Department in the Arab Spring to destroy Mubarak in Egypt, or in Ukraine to depose Yanukovych. Same set of tactics, same set of destruction of the society. And I wrote this book, The Plan to Remove Donald Trump from the Presidency, so I could expose this and you could understand the techniques that are being used. Once you see them, we have a chance to defeat them.
Dr. Corsi, I agree with you 1,000%. I am very involved, actually, in what I'm going to have to call it your movement, because it's a movement which you describe very accurately in your book. I'm very involved here in the northwestern corner of the United States. We are doing everything we can to inform people of the travesties that are occurring by the Democratic Party. As you are aware, sir, we have had violence in Seattle, Washington, serious violence. Four or five people were actually shot during some of the riots, and for some reason, which is totally incomprehensible to me, the mayor of the city of Seattle and the governor of the state of Washington, Jay Inslee, neither one of them have taken any action whatsoever against those folks who are breaking the law in the heart of Seattle. Why do you think they're not doing anything, sir?
Well, the Democratic governors and mayors have bought into the radical agenda. The Democratic Party that existed with John Kennedy or the traditional liberals, it doesn't exist anymore.
No, sir.
It's been hijacked. It's been hijacked by Maoists and communists, AOC, and they are intent. They hate God. They want to destroy the United States. They have no intention of the Constitution being continued. They're totalitarian. They're intolerant of anyone who disagrees with them. And we're experiencing a cultural revolution, which is very similar to what happened in Mao Zedong's China, when this young Red Guard group terrorized a whole generation. You can see it over and over again in communism. You can see it in Laos and other countries where they kill thousands of people in order to establish power. The history of communism in the last century was 100 million people died.
Yes, sir.
And it happened again. This group that is in charge will do anything to get power. They don't care if a quarter of all the people on the face of the earth or more die. They don't care if they take COVID-19 sick people and put them in nursing homes to kill the old people. I mean, this is a no value of life. And if you have mob rule, you're going to have the same kind of outcomes you had in the reign of terror under Robespierre and the French, you know, the communes that were set up in the streets of Paris during the French Revolution. You can't let the mobs rule, and if you do, and the only boomerang of this is you can see here where, in fact, you've got people saying this is the future. If we do this, this is the future we're going to face. This is the Democrats running their 2020 presidential campaign in the streets. And if this is the future you want, this is what they're going to deliver to you. It's not going to be any different than what you're seeing right now. And I guarantee you it's not a future most people will want to live into.
You know, Dr. Corsi, I have to say that you are probably the most informed individual in the United States of America on what's going on right now. Because of that, sir, I would like to ask your opinion. Do you feel that the anarchists, which I would label the Democratic Party as being, will be successful in these efforts?
I think the Democratic Party is not going to be successful for one major reason, and I think that there's enough people in America yet who believe in God, and will see the godless nature of this, and with God all things are possible. It's not going to take many of us to oppose it and to expose it, and if people understand what's going on, there's a very substantial chance that, you know, I was told that if I did not write this book, it was 100% certain that Donald Trump would be removed from office and the Constitution would be ripped up. And I wrote the book, and people saying don't bother because you're wasting your time writing it. So if I do write it and expose it to people, they'll have a choice. And if with God all things are possible, if people do understand that, and see that this is a spiritual battle. They may, we've got a chance. Our future is either a great enslavement or a great awakening. Those are the two choices we've got right now. And if we go through the great awakening, we're going to see all the godless nature of the culture that is being created for us. And it's been done before in history. Roman paganism, you can go through culture after culture that deteriorates and self-destructs. And if we want to go on the path to great enslavement, these people are happy to be our slave masters. You already see it. Take a knee to blacks. That's not anything to do with civil rights. That's to do with, reverse use of racism as a power technique, as a class technique. Anyone who's going to buy into that doesn't realize that when these hard left regimes take over, the first people they eliminate are the people who got them there, because those were the people capable of causing trouble. They used them to get in. Well, they're not going to let them be around again to do it a second time. And as soon as it turns and they don't deliver the equal justice, the people who got them there are going to feel as if they were cheated and hoodwinked, and they are. But the hope is that it boomerangs. In other words, even in black neighborhoods, people are saying, what are we going to do without police? Who's going to protect us when we have a situation and our houses are burning down? And if I'm going to show up and make sure they burn all the way to the ground and then harass the family and steal anything of value? I mean, that's, the question you've got to ask yourself, because that is the future they intend to provide.
All of the answers, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, to these questions are provided in the electronic book that Dr. Corsi has written. If you'd like some direction as to how you can pick up that book, simply send me an email and I will take care of it. Dr. Jerome Corsi, thank you so much, sir.
God bless. Thank you very much, and I really appreciate being with you. Thank you.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product. within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.